Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, July 20th. Local early morning temperatures range from 54 degrees in Steventown to 61 in Kodak. Regional average soil temperature is 72 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium, smoke levels will be low, and air quality will be generally good. It is shaping up to be a sunny summer day that will be mostly comfortable at least until 11 a.m. and we get a high temperature of 85 degrees at 4 p.m. Cloud cover will be low, so those cars will be extra hot. No leaving pets, the baby, or grandma in there, okay? And make sure to protect from UV. It will be strong. We are comfy again by 10 p.m. and we will see a low of 68 overnight. Rain chances return by the morning commute and will intensify through the day tomorrow. We will see a high of only 78 degrees, and that happens at 4 p.m. Overnight dips to 62 degrees, then we get maybe moist Saturday with a high of 79. Then we will have a dry Sunday with a high of 84, and a low enough looking dew point to make getting outside really worth it. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:18 a.m., low tide at 12:12 p.m., high tide again at 6:06 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 74 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:13 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see a double whammy Hadouken could ring our magnetic field today. That could attenuate signals once it happens, and that means cell phones could drop calls in rural areas, GPSs could glitch, and radio equipment gets wonky. We have a 15% chance of X-class flares. Plasma winds will be slow at 378 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. That's just for now. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair across the board with good conditions below 28 megahertz overnight. Again, those predictions are just for now. There are low chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 141, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who want to remind you just how important you are. If you can hear me, you're part of our community, and it's members just like you that help us keep the network up and running, and you do so in so many ways. If the financial route is what works for you, donating is easy. Just head on over to wgxe.org and hit that donate button.